Welcome to Floating Nifty Podcast. My name is Shouwen.
And I'm Noah.
I guess every day is an exciting day for me because there's always tea to drink. So today it's continue to be an exciting day to me because we are going to drink a new Hong Shui.
A new GABA Hong Shui.
Oh, a new GABA Hong Shui. I sometimes forget to mention GABA and I sometimes forget to mention Hong Shui.
Our fourth GABA Hong Shui on the menu.
Yeah. And also quite exciting is I believe last week I make a promise that our blind Hong Shui tasting sampler should be on and it's on!
Yay!
For those of you have known me for many years, I delay my promise quite often. Not intentionally, just I'm incapable of produce that much work.
So this tea is from 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from Shiding in Taiwan.
Shiding is, I think, roughly on the south side of Taipei. It's normally traditionally known for producing Baozhong Cha, Baozhong Tea. I believe actually in a previous session, we talked about Shiding Hong Shui.
Mm.
And I believe I quite like it. I believe also I promised to list that tea on the website, which we didn't. What happened is...
I called it Gong Fu Hong Shui. In the episode name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, sorry, people, we didn't put it on the website because we realized that tea was unavailable from our teacher's side. And I love that tea a lot because it feels like Tai Chi to me, that tea. And whatever that means, you can message me privately. So,
or message publicly.
Okay. Oh, public. Okay. Whatever. Yeah. I just normally don't talk about Tai Chi that often in public. So anyway, let's come back to this tea. This is our second Shiding Hong Shui that we finally got into our store and we are very excited to share. And so I just brewed the first infusion. It's from 2016, as Noah mentioned earlier. So it developed actually a little bit nice sourness, almost like plum.
That HT feeling.
Yeah, HT feeling that plum, dry plum, kind of a sourness to it. Today, the tea, the broth feels very broad. B-R-O-A-D, in case you don't know what I'm saying. And there is a puffiness, almost like a air balloon in the mouth. And it just push all the way. The moment it reaches to the mouth, it pushed all the way to the back and kind of spicy, actually, like ginger spiciness. Actually, it showed up for the first time for me. I've been brewing this tea maybe 5 times since it arrived. Mm. The sensation of this tea showed up this way the first time. Yeah. So really exciting. Kind of feel like finally a really big tea. Because normally when I thought today we'll talk about this tea is on its feature on the warmth in the body. But today somehow the tea play a wonderful trick on me. Is that, oh, you want to talk about the body? Let's talk about the mouth first.
The scent is beautiful in the bottom of the cup. Really wide.
The scent?
Yeah.
Also like broth is extremely wide and puffy and... The scent is also super, super, super wide. Mm. Yeah. Hmm. And almost hit the back of my head a little bit.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Huh?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's like shocking. It's almost like when you drink spicy thing, like ginger. Seriously, if you cook ginger on a stove and you cook quite a large volume of ginger and you just take a sip, that hot soup, you feel like it's the spicy feeling travel to the throat and all the way crawling back into your head. This is how this first infusion feel like to me. And why is this tea doing this? I have no idea. Wow. That's
pretty awesome.
It's actually pretty fun. It's really fun. So maybe I will preach a little bit my old message. Drink a same tea often. Sometimes you feel like, let me talk about myself, then not you. I feel like, oh, I know a tea now. I've been drinking it for 5 days. Try again. Like today, I thought this is a new tea. Within the old frame context, it's completely a new thing to me show up. And so how much really do I know a tea? Maybe not that much then. And let's look at this second infusion. And this second infusion of this Shiding Hongshui. Also, by the way, on the website, we might have a different name for it. We might call it Lo Shan Hong Shui. And then later on, what is that? Noah will have a wonderful reason why we want to call this tea with this specific name. Mm-hmm. I thought it make a lot of sense. But anyway, let's focus on the tea a little bit, and maybe we can go back to why we might name this tea a different thing. Mm. So the scent is, in a way, very sinking, S-I-N-K-I-N-G. I'm not teaching English.
Sinking.
Sinking. I'm not teaching anybody English. It's just because my pronunciation, sometimes I feel like you will be like, what is she saying? Sinking, and yet there's something floaty about it.
Mm.
Mm. So dual dimensions on the scent part. And that broth start to have I love this broth today. This
actually reminds me a little bit more of the last crop now.
It's serious. It's just like you put it in the mouth, it spread all the way to your back of your neck, and then just immediately go down into your, I guess, my belly. Sorry, I always say you were. And the continuous movement on the broth is incredibly beautiful to me. And so, if you guys have a chance to drink this tea, and if you guys practice any kind of a physical movement like dance, tai chi, qigong, yoga, you know, or you just like to do stretching, maybe you can see why I like this tea in a body movement sense. The way it connects in each place is like it never stops. And there's a roundness about it. Yeah. Hmm. And maybe right now, when I'm going to brew the third infusion, Noah can spend a little bit of time to talk about the reason behind the name, and then because I thought it's very interesting, and then later we'll get back to the tea again.
Sure, yeah. I want to call this tea Lo Shan, or low, kind of like low mountain or low country. In a way, this tea really represents the place that it's from in a beautiful way, and that's, it's not from a really high elevation area. A lot of high elevation teas, including the Lala Shan, have this really beautiful complexity to them. And the story that they're telling is I wouldn't say they're more dramatic, but there's, in a way, there's more kind of
variation.
Yeah.
Changes.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
if you, for example, if you like, you hike to a high mountain place, and then you thought you see everything, and then keep looking.
Mm.
Normally, you know, I can see more, and there's things behind things. For me, that kind of changes. Even like how the clouds or the fog, mist coming in, that it's just so many changes.
It makes me think about in colors, there's a lot of bright colors, and there's a lot of variation in the colors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's more complexity.
Mm-hmm.
And then this tea being from a lower elevation place, you can almost feel in the way that the broth moves, that it just, even like when Shoen said the first smell on the surface of the broth, it feels really wide. It feels like you can just see these low rolling hills as far as you can see.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It has that kind of a more direct mm-hmm, feeling to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a it's interesting because it is a complex tea,
mm-hmm.
but it also does have more simplicity in a way.
Mm-hmm. In a more, the power of this tea is complex and yet come in a very direct way.
Yeah.
And then the power of La La San, I really receive the beauty of that location.
Mm.
I will perceive it that way. And our teacher, Mr. Zhang, when he described these two Hong Shui, he said La La San is about La La San Hong Shui. What he liked about that tea is because the place, like he can receive so much of the place, the beauty, the cleanness, the mountain. And then I said, and why do you like about this Shiding Hong Shui? He said, the person, you can taste so much of the person's skill.
And I feel like drinking this tea, this is one of the first teas that without having met the farmer, I feel like I've met the farmer.
Met the farmer, yeah.
Because the imprint is so clear, and I feel like I've been to the place as well.
Mm-hmm.
I can really feel the place that this tea is from through drinking his tea.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the, I guess for me, it's the second time, or maybe the third time.
First time was very, very powerful, but we didn't make that much connection yet. Is we were in Mr. Zhang's place in 2018, right? I think so.
At Black Tea?
I think you were with me. And then it was so let's maybe not talk about the Black Tea yet. It's we were, I think you, or maybe I was with Jake. And
he brought out
like, hey, you guys, like Mr. Zhang said, hey, do you want to drink the Gaba Hong Shui that I personally collect? And I said, oh yeah, yes. And then the assistant Apinje brewed the tea for us. And the first sip, I immediately opened my mouth like, can I buy this?
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Yeah. I have never seen a Gaba Hong Shui that way. Hong Shui in a way. And I mean, I struggle with Hong Shui Oolong, to be honest with you guys. I'm drinking this tea more of not necessary. This one, the La La San Hong Shui. I mean, I love that tea. And at the same time, I am drinking this tea to learn my temperament and to work with my temperament, you know. And this tea, this Shiding Hong Shui in a way, also let me see my temperament made me realize I still like stronger teas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why there was a previous batch of a tea that I stopped selling. It is because I see the Taiji power in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you guys realize the word that I use is a power word, and then La La San Hong Shui, the word I normally use is beauty.
Mm-hmm.
It's very soft tea, is good. And I mean, I'm personally really addicted to the La La San Hong Shui. More in a way, it's in the back of my mind. Like, if I don't drink it, I feel something is missing, kind of a way. And this one is more like, hey, I want to. This Hong Shui, Shiding Hong Shui, is more like, I think it's time to send some movement.
Well, it's
and
more
some,
challenging. It's a more power. Challenging tea.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
This farmer's tea is more challenging.
This one?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, maybe. Oh, okay, 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 okay. I see what you are saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Not necessarily challenging for you to feel softness. I know. But it's brewing it is more of a challenge. Accepting it is more of a challenge because it's a little bit more of a fighter inside of this tea.
So you see, I immediately like this kind of tea because when he first mentioned that this tea is more challenging, I was like, what? I thought La La San is really challenging to me. It's so soft that I can't feel it for 2 years. I don't like that. I got it. So you guys see what I'm saying by knowing myself in a really brutal way. It's like psychotherapy for 2 years with that tea.
But this tea is really beautiful though.
And the salivation of this tea is beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it.
I was thinking, what can I say?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually don't know what to say. And it just layer in a, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, just like when you see a beautiful piece of, hear a beautiful piece of music and you just,
no need to describe. Yeah. So in a way, you know, you guys can see I'm pretty crazy over tea.
Yeah.
Because tea seriously is the inspiration to me. Like this today, this first infusion of this tea, the way the tea broth opened up inside of my mouth, that capacity is an inspiration to me. And why do I like that so much? I think then it offered me to look beyond. So I receive them as a teacher. Then I use that to expand into my daily life. Like, how can I physically possibly move like that and think like that and have influence like that to other people? And it will go on, you know, it will go on, like go on and on. And so, yeah, tea is a huge inspiration to me. And, we pretty much drink, you know, a tea, the same tea, for maybe a week nowadays, every single day. And
sometimes we'll like in one day, we'll both brew the same tea.
Yeah.
Really helpful for me.
Yeah. And to see how a certain tea is so challenging to make it consistently beautiful and to learn from it as a human, like it's still okay. Keep practicing, you know, and to be very grateful when one of the days, one session is so beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, like that kind of stuff. And so I should stop ranting.
No, that was well said.
And let's see this fourth infusion. So just to let you guys know that this Gaba Hongshui 4 tea sampler pack is listed on our website.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Blind tasting sampler is up now for Gaba Hongshui and for Haiman Oolong. But
yeah, and so I think to taste Gaba Hongshui will be really fun with all of you guys to do the blind tasting. Because
the feeling of each tea is so different, and to not know which one it is, because we always have a story, you know, we tell you guys a story when we put the tea online, you know, and even the name carries some kind of small story. And to not know anything about it and just taste it, I think that's really fun.
So yesterday, our other helper, Sarah, already make the 4 different Gaba Hongshui into ABCD bag for us. And so this morning, you can see the you know, our ego playing already. Like, we were trying to guess the tea just by the smell, actually. That go into ABCD and smell. And try to know the answers and that kind of stuff without actually drinking it. That was actually quite fun. So if you have time and have the moment, please join us for the Hongshui blind tasting session. I believe it's sometime in early March 10th. March 10th.
Yeah, it's March 10th. Okay. Is the Gaba Hongshui one.
Yeah, and then the High Mountain Oolong. You know what? Just join it for fun, because I consider that session is either my ego boost or my ego death. I cannot nail High Mountain Oolong somehow, and it's a huge hit to my ego. And I'm more nervous than any other sessions on High Mountain Oolong. Hongshui, I think, is really fun. Dongding is extremely fun. Baozhong, no problem. High Mountain, oh, my goodness. Gotta do this again. And I believe the High Mountain blind tasting will be on February
25th.
Anyway, it's a Tuesday. We normally do our blind tastings on a Tuesday, 11:30 Pacific time on both Instagram channel and Facebook channel. So if you have the moment, you can watch the video the next day too. Kind of fun.
Yes, 25th of February.
Excellent. And also a small commercial time. before we get into this fourth infusion, we are going to be in Las Vegas on February 17th?
16th.
Why don't we have a calendar in front of me?
We should wait for the commercial until after we drink the tea. How about that?
Okay. Commercial postponed. Commercial is, later. Yeah. Coming up soon.
This is a pre-commercial. This is a commercial for the commercial.
Fourth infusion. Mm. It become brighter now somehow. Yeah. Maybe I talk too much. That's why. Link. Okay, I just point to... I keep saying link. I point to my nose.
I think everyone knows what you're saying.
Nose.
Nose, mouth.
Mouth, throat, chest, and stomach. Mm. And this tea, the moment the tea hit your breath, it starts to connect these places.
But in such a soft way. Mm-hmm. It's not like some of Mr. John's really fiery teas mm-hmm. that just feel like, I'm right here, you know? Mm-hmm. But it does have a little bit of a martial arts aspect to it still.
Right,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you can see that, right?
Yeah.
It's so much fun. This
but
tea
in a
is so
really,
much fun.
Really soft way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soft can be power.
Yeah.
And I think this is what a lot of Hong Shui tea try to tell me. Sometimes it's physical and sometimes it's emotional. Like La La San Hong Shui, I think, offer me a chance to see soft is power from the emotional and my mental state point of view. And this Shi Ding Lo San Hong Shui give me a chance to see physical softness can accumulate a lot of power. This fifth infusion, I brewed for quite a long time. I mean, I didn't time it, but we have been in silence for quite a while.
A couple minutes?
Yeah, for sure. Not 25 seconds because I could count it. And I didn't count it, so. And the broth is still very puffy and very smooth and very white. And so if you don't feel tea physically, please don't feel discouraged. And that's not a thing that we encourage a tea drinker in the first place anyway. Just first, when you drink a tea, focus on the broth. How it feels? Where is it landing? How is it landing? How is it playing out?
Mm. There's a lifetime of study.
How it can develop. And if you can nail that down, I think the physical part of it will come along with it rather than trying to seek it out. Because without the mouth, then there's no foundation in the tea. So I still, even though I now cannot help not to talk about my physical feeling, but that's not my pure intention on always talking about teas like that or want you guys to feel only that, is actually in the mouth, how a tea broth feel. And just please feel free to reach out to us to talk about this subject. It's very important to me. Mm. If you feel confused or want to explore more with us, you know. Yeah. And also, if you, you know, have maybe you don't feel confident to brew Gong Fu Cha in a way, then maybe get one of our Gaba Hong Shui, even the basic stuff, our daily drinker Gaba Oolong. It will be a good tea to learn how to use boiling hot water, how to push for the time, etc. Because this tea somehow can handle a long time of tea brewing,
no problem.
So you can start with our Gaba Oolong and just to try to learn, oh wow, this tea, no problem. I can brew it for a minute in a Gong Fu Cha style. And the tea wouldn't become very bitter, very astringent. It's still very enjoyable and the structure in the mouth will hold up just fine. Yeah. Perfect. Mm. It's a great session. Good tea. And anything you want to add?
I've been thinking a lot about something that you said this week to me when I was brewing tea, and you know, we do our tea practice every morning.
Yes.
And I was feeling like, how come I can't get the best of this tea to show up?
Oh.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I basically, you know, philosophically understand, yeah, the tea's going to show up differently every day. And every time it shows up well, it might not show up the same. But kind of getting distracted by how much influence our brewing has on the tea. And you said, see if you can just watch the essence of the tea. Because the tea broth in the cup is always going to be a combination of you and the weather, everything that's happening at that moment, and then the tea itself. There's no getting around that. I mean, you wouldn't want to get around that. But what we're trying to get to know is the tea, the essence of the tea. It's like getting to know a person. A person's going to be different every time you meet them, or can be different anytime you meet them, have a different expression, different way of expressing what's going on. And to have this tea today and feel it so different than the last couple of times that we brewed it feels like that.
Cool. So what did I say?
We were brewing a tea and I said, how are you supposed to get to know a tea if every time we brew it, we're talking about, you know, how soft the broth is, right? If you overbrew a tea a little bit, and then what you're really talking about is how much the tea is overbrewed, not the tea itself.
Oh,
but the tea, is an expression of itself when you overbrew it, mm-hmm. right? Everything is everything it's showing is an expression of itself.
Mm-hmm.
What we're trying to do is let it open as much as it can.
And then too, because there's always, no matter how the tea play out, there's always the essence.
Yeah, there's always the essence of the tea
core essence of the tea.
Yeah.
Because the essence is not gonna change, but the expression is gonna change.
Yeah.
It's how much we can call the essence in combination with the expression, maybe. Yeah, okay, got it, yes. And I think after that, your mind kind of relax a little bit more, then the tea become better.
Yeah.
The tea brewing become better.
Yeah.
I won't say the tea become better or worse because the tea
is the tea.
Is the tea. But because how we can have interaction with the tea. And it's almost like, I think Noah said really well, is that if we see a tea as a person, then that person also depends on how we interact with that specific person, right? Like how that person want to be super joyful, super open. It also depends on how super joyful or how super open or how super angry we are treating this specific person. Yeah. Then the person will decide, shoot, you're an asshole. I mean, sorry, beep. You are a nice person. So I feel very comfortable. Sometimes it can be allow that person to be like, hey, you know what? Today I don't feel as well. Can you just be with me? But that person, you will see the core essence of that human being. And for me, I feel like right now I'm practicing I still have a lot of expectation. When I brew a bad pot of tea, it seriously killed my ego.
Yeah, but, same here. I was really frustrated the other day. That's why I brought it up.
But I'm like practicing to just connect with the tea and allow tea to play out what it want to play out. And still to seek progress every single day.
Yeah.
And that's who I am. When I practice something and I don't see progress, it's a really hard thing for me. Oh, if I see my practice getting stuck somewhere, then I have to think, why, what is happening, what can I do, and that kind of stuff, etc. But I think it's a very beautiful thing for me personally to practice. Maybe don't force it, but stay.
Be able to stay with it.
Like, oh, yeah, sure, everything is great.
Yeah, yeah.
I as a human, I don't quite buy that everything is great.
When you sit there and just say everything is great and you just brew the tea however it is, but the tea doesn't really feel like hanging out with you. They're just going to keep walking away, you know, and it does that sometimes, you know. I've tried to use that mindset before, like, oh, whatever happens today is going to be fine, no problem. And there's a difference between that and whatever you want to do today, I'm going to sit here with you and really feel what's happening. That's a difficult practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
totally.
It's endlessly fascinating.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's endlessly fun, but it's endlessly fascinating.
Yeah. Sometimes it's really not fun.
But today, thank you very much, T. It showed up really beautifully.
And thank you all for bearing it with us. Today include another floating DFT psychotherapy session that provided by Shiding Luoshan Hongshui Oolong. And so if you have time, please if you live in the following three areas, Las Vegas.
We're going on tour. Please come and visit us.
February 17th, I believe.
No, 16th. So let me say it. The 16th of February is a Sunday. That's when we're going to be in Las Vegas. You can buy tickets for that one on our website. On February 19th at 7 p.m., we're going to be at Squirrel Coffee in East Hollywood, Los Angeles. Also come visit us. You can find all this information on our website too.
Tickets link will be coming up soon. Either from their site or outside.
And then the 22nd, February 22nd is a Saturday. We're going to be in San Diego at Coffee and Tea Collective. Also really grateful for them. They've been posting our stuff about our visit on their social media. So if anyone from Coffee and Tea Collective is listening, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And also thank you Squirrel for hosting us, and thank you Las Vegas people for hopefully coming to visit us. We're going on tour, and nothing too big. The classes are going to be small.
Maybe
this is a way we can connect with people.
Six people, and then two,
because I think sharing what we're doing is we can be more, I mean, if you have the tea that we're brewing in your mouth, is a lot more personal than if you just hear what we're saying about the tea mouth.
Also, I think you will like to hear my laughter right in front of your face.
I can only pick up so much with these microphones.
So, thank you for listening. We are having so much fun doing these podcast sessions.
Yeah.
And we look forward to meeting a lot of you in the near future, either in a store or in your city.
Mm. So tell your friends about what we're doing, about our podcast.
And our podcast is growing.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Yeah, so thank you for listening. Thank you very much for listening.
Yeah.
And check out our website. No matter where you are, check out our website. And yeah. Thank you for...
Yeah, our commercial time ends.
Yeah,
okay,
there you go.
Bye, and happy
tea drinking.
Okay, and see you Monday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.